When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 is coming up. We got Cowboys Twitter right here. Top tweets going viral about America's team. Flagtober will roll on Friday at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Get your iced tea in your rocking chair and join us at the Flower Mound location. It is going to be a triple bet payoff Friday. I believe Chia Fala's jumping in a cold tub for a segment.
Yeah.
Might cause hypothermia.
Well, he's going as he's doing the
Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
That's right.
He's wearing khakis with the shirt tucked in and the belt and all that stuff.
He's doing that this Friday?
Friday.
And he's got like a fever today?
Pretty much.
Oh, y'all gonna put that boy out the game.
Yeah. Well,
he catch just, pneumonia. Yeah.
Pick the games right.
That's true. That's true.
No excuses. Play like a champion.
I mean, I've been walking around with no eyebrows. People are asking me about that. I have to show them that, and they
don't
laugh.
Lie to us.
Oh, by the way,
people are asking
it.
About your eyebrows. Yeah, how rude.
They are. They're like, where are your eyebrows? And I lost a bet payoff. The guy says, you need to pick games better then. And I'm like, I agree. And
yeah.
Derek Eagleton on the break this morning, I told him about the Mrs. Doubtfire that I didn't want to embarrass.
Yeah.
The Cowboys dressed up. He goes, bring it.
He demanded it.
Bring it.
Everyone would love this.
I'm like, oh, no, don't tell me that.
We pick games every Friday at 2:20. If we're wrong, we owe the show and the community a bet payoff, and we got three of them coming. We're setting records here 1 month into the season. Can't pick a game to save our lives, Woolchuck.
It's getting really bad. So I'm hoping that this week I can keep the streak to two. You know, I don't think anybody's had. It's been one and done.
It's been a tough year for me, especially.
Yeah, you are winless on the season.
I am.
So hopefully Friday you can change that because you're going to run
football
out of options real quick.
Expert here.
So come by for bet payoffs. Come by for the G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag. It's iconic.
Beautiful flag.
It is. It's so different and unique from all the other flags. And I'll tell you one big difference is the folks are coming out from the G-Bag Nation, but also. It was so hot with Whataburger employees.
Yes.
They needed one.
They're nice folk, too, by the way.
So this is like one of the most desired and coveted flags in Flagtober history. Okay, let's get going here with some Cowboys Twitter. And listen to this BS. It's Clarence Hill asking Mike McCarthy at the presser about motion. They are 30th in the NFL when it comes to it. Here's Chill with Mike.
Pre-snap motion, and where you guys rank in that. Can you just talk about why you're low in that category and that's an important part of your offense?
Yeah, I've seen the reports. You know, we got a great analytics department. I think I've probably seen all the ones you saw and didn't throw out the ones that are good because, you know, that's part of the equation too. But, I think it was really kind of part of what I was talking about earlier. you know, you got to look at the situationals, you know, particularly on offense, you know, because some of our formation, you know, I was talking to John Park about this yesterday, you know, some of our formation tendencies, you know, you got to factor in, I think we've been almost 3/4 of 2 minutes. So, those are screwed a little bit. But yes, you know, as far as the motions, how much motion we want to do, you know, CDs, utilization in motion. You also, I don't know, you know, one of the things the analytics also shows is just the, you know, the yardage that our receivers cover. You know, our
okay,
guys,
you can cut it right there, because that's like the fourth ridiculous tangent off of this. Is he standing up there sucking on his teeth, talking about situationals and formation tendencies, and as far as motion, you're like, okay, he's finally going to get into the answer here 30 seconds in. Yes, as far as the motion, Mike, what would you like to say about that? Well, I'll tell you, one of the other things that that metrics measures is how much our receivers are running.
They're running.
Boy, they're out there running lots of routes. Yeah. You got to be kidding me, you know, with this.
So he's worried about wear and tear.
Tonight's four, and then as we start putting that plan together tomorrow, so those things evolve.
So he's worried about wear and tear?
Yeah.
On it. That's why he's not running any motion at the line of scrimmage?
The way he's describing it sounds like he's worried about wear and tear on his receiver.
Well, I'm glad you could explain.
He's still describing it, by the way.
What Mike meant.
Overcompensate for your defense, or is that what you have to do?
No, I think it's I think it's who you want to be, you know. And yeah, right now we're not.
So
that would be the way he's if he's talking about how much routes and stuff that his receivers run, he might be worried about wear and tear on his guys during a game.
So the top offenses in the NFL this for 17 weeks, and the metrics.
I love it. I love that
you provided an explanation there, yeah, because it makes Mike McCarthy look like an even bigger dumbass.
Brian, you're watching the All-22 after every game. You're worried about wear and tear watching those receivers out there.
Oh, he talks about GPS numbers all the time with his guys.
Six plays a
game. He does. Is he still explaining?
He's still going.
Yeah, he's still going.
Sorry.
In a year, you know, if you're playing six plays less a game,
that's how they explain it. It's like a new number pops up on my phone, and my girl sees it. But it's this new contact.
You talk about third down. It's always a two-way street.
So we're evaluating things based on usage instead of the per play efficiency boost that you get.
I'm throwing it out there as a possibility.
Hey, I like it. You know, but I think I want to salute Clarence Hill for standing up there and asking the question again. We got this ridiculous answer. Now we can follow up on it. You know, back on October 1st, Mike, you were asked about lack of motion at the snap, and you referenced GPS numbers.
Yeah.
Is that the main reason that you don't want to use more motion at the snap?
Let's do an exercise here, Brian, if you don't mind, because I know you got the next gen stats.
Pull up
the leaders, the offenses that use the most motion.
Oh man, it's the number one is the Dolphins.
Dolphins are using the most motion.
Dolphins are using the most motion.
With no quarterback, so that's going to be terrible. Give me all the other teams. The Dolphins were thrown out of
this. Well, hold on. I had this just a minute ago, and it went away. So let me hang.
Go ahead.
Talk amongst yourself while I figure this out.
I'd like to just know. Because usually, the last 3 years in the National Football League, you can look, they're the best offenses.
Here we go. Dolphins 1, Packers 2, Falcons 3, Raiders 4. Bucks 5, San Francisco 6, Lions 7, Rams 8, Saints 9, Tennessee 10. Those are your top 10.
It's like probably the majority of those we consider they're up there among the leaders in the NFL in terms of best offenses.
Yeah, what you're seeing now,
Kansas
I think,
14.
Is a lot of teams, even the bad teams, that don't have the personnel. You can't just have good players, and you can't just have good scheme. You actually need both of these things on your team at the same time to be good. And up to this point, it has mostly been the better teams. But now everybody is recognizing it, and a lot of teams are trying to use it to boost them. But, you know, I just think that we need to get to a point where the Cowboys give us some honest answers to this kind of stuff. And the fact that they can't, you know, to me shows they're not really thinking about it, or they don't respect it. They don't think it's real. And if Mike can just come out there and say, "We just don't believe in it," I would, you know, respect that a lot more than these weird attempts to answer questions.
Last five, Carolina at 28, Cleveland at 29, Dallas is 30, Jacksonville's 31, and New England's 32.
And those are probably
five of the worst
offenses
in the NFL, with some of the most disappointing teams. Now, furthermore on this, Jerry Jones was asked this morning with Sean and RJ, how do you know if your coaches are up to speed on the current trends. Here's the non-answer Jerry gave to that one.
Well, I think that's, first of all, you're going to be different. You should be different. There's 100 nuances about what your team looks like out on that field. I'm talking about from the strategies or from the system, of everything about it, from how you take on blocks if you're in the defensive line or how you make blocks and you're in the offensive line. And at the end of the day, you look how that all melds together and how it comes together with what you're trying to do, and that's win the games. Now, as you know, in the NFL, we appreciate a multi success in the regular season, and I'd be idiot not to recognize success in the season. But you can have it there, but you've also got to be building to a crescendo called getting in those playoffs and playing well in the playoff. Those don't necessarily come together early in the seasons. One of the best teams I've seen play is this Baltimore team that we all saw yesterday and that our Sunday and we played. It's one of the best teams I've seen, yet they don't have the best record.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough from Jerry. He caped for his coaching staff, first of all, by basically saying there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's all sorts of variables that you're going to have on your football team, and you want to be different. So if something is working really well for other teams and you're not doing it, it's fine, apparently, because you want to be different. And then he said, you have to look at how it all comes together, which is his way of saying, I don't really pay attention. I just wait to see what the final product is. And, you know, maybe at that point he was thinking, well, in the regular season, we've had a lot of success. But then he starts talking about the playoffs, you know. And then he's like, well, wait a minute, I'm about to really step in here because we haven't had any playoff success. So he then circles back to, well, doesn't really matter how you're playing now because you could be much better by the end of the season. Again, a total non-answer. You need somebody in the building to be tracking and making sure that your coaching staff is staying up with all the trends. But if you're more interested in a billionaire lifestyle, you are not going to have the energy to do that. And then if you want to hire coaches that have a proven track record from the past, don't be surprised if they aren't on the cutting edge of what is working in the NFL when these trends have been developing well after Mike McCarthy, got to the top of that mountain. It leaves us in a place where we are hoping that they can find the person inside their coaching staff, most likely by accident, the same way they find their quarterbacks, Wolchuk, that can spell all of this out for them, and they will have the appetite to listen. You know, you could actually have somebody in there right now who's, you know, basically yelling at a wall about what we need to be doing to bring your offensive probabilities up with the current trends. And, you know, if you listen to Mike and Jerry's answer, they either think there's no need to pay attention to it or they just don't understand it.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of response. Like the 214s, like you're cherry picking on this. There was a lot of bad teams that Brian listed in the top 10. Like Miami was one of the best offenses in the league last year.
It would be again.
Clearly, their offense works, right? They don't have a quarterback to utilize it. The Cowboys do.
Nothing is quarterback.
The Titans are in the top 10. They don't have a quarterback to utilize it. The Cowboys do, right? So like those teams are in the top 10. Maybe they're not that good right now, but I guarantee you there's probably something that you can look at as to what is indicating there's a flaw in the success. The fact that they're using it is a good sign for them. If you could at least get in the middle of the pack, that'd be great. And the 817, when did Sports Talk Radio just become let's tear our team a new one? When the hell are y'all going to say anything positive? I'll say something positive when they don't just crap down their leg and break your damn hearts every year.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being positive after a win against the Giants that should have been a loss if the Giants had a quarterback because their team's not that damn good.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it all last year. And then what happened against Green Bay? You got completely crapped on. So I'm sorry if it's not going to be rainbows and sunshine all the time. This team deserves it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. They deserve you to be critical. Stop kissing their ass for everything they do. Yeah. They haven't won anything in 30 years. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the Cleveland Browns. They were once a proud franchise. They're not anymore. Mm-hmm. They deserve all the smoke.
They do. And by the way, we'll finish this Cowboys Twitter. That was a great rant from Wolchuk once again, by the way, on this very frustrating subject.
It's annoying.
We just want to give our honest opinions. And I think, you know, what I would say back to that 817 texter is you're actually the reason that Jerry doesn't have to pay more attention, because he knows he's going to get all this loyalty from you and people straining to find positivity in a train wreck. But you want to say, hey, the Green Bay Packers offense actually isn't that good because they're hurt or their record isn't great. Marcus Mosher posted the most big plays through week four. Guess who has the most big plays in the entire NFL? It is your Green Bay Packers with 38 of them, thanks. The Niners have 34. The Ravens have 33. The Colts with 32. The Lions with 30. The Cardinals have 29. And the Commanders have 28 of them. And the Saints have, you know, 23. These are teams in still in the top half of the league in explosive plays. The Cowboys, the third most static team in the league, the second fewest big plays on the season with 15 of them. Cowboys Twitter, most afternoons here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time now to move on to Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, it is National Taco Day. Mm. All right, so last time we did the burgers, Top 10 burgers in DFW. We did pizza places. We've got the Top 10 taco joints in DFW. Where is your go-to spot? That's next in the nation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump to frankelfirm.com. Nation's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Wooly Bully.
Okay, it's 3-1, bottom of the ninth. Tigers are leading the Astros as they're trying to get a win here in game one of the wild card series in Houston. It would be another home loss at Minute Maid Park for the Stros. Then you've got the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr., Colleyville Heritage's own, up 1-0 on the road against the Orioles. Remember, the Orioles got swept last year when they finally made it back to the postseason by your World Series champion.
That's right.
Texas Rangers. So the Royals looking to ruin the Orioles' season by maybe knocking him out in the wild card round this year. Corbin Burns, 5 2/3, 3 hits, 3 Ks. He's also got a walk. We got Mets Brewers coming up later, followed by Braves and Padres in the National League. 877-881-1053. It is National Taco Day. Where are the best tacos in DFW? Got a lot of good texts rolling on in. We did just get some NFL news. It's happening fast and furious. Jacina Anderson saying, regarding Devontae Adams, she spoke to a league source indicating an NFC team would have interest in Devontae Adams, but not currently for a second-round pick. Sounds like restructuring would be needed in this particular case, too. We'll keep monitoring. I've seen the Jets and the Commanders as two teams that have popped up as potential options for Devontae Adams. Maybe it is the Commanders, as the team Jocena Anderson could be referencing.
Yeah, I could see that. I know the 49ers would be interested. Maybe a trade involving one of their receivers could make the Raiders happy as well. But, yeah, I think a lot of teams should be motivated for a player like that, still 31 with a lot of great football. The Astros made a pitching change. There's runners on second and third here with one out in Houston. I think a lot of DFW is pulling for the Tigers.
Absolutely. Go Tigers. Go Tigers, go. And A.J. Hinch going back to the team in which he got fired from.
Yeah,
probably rightly so, but now I'm pulling for him. He's in a Tigers jersey now. So 3-1, we'll let you know when that one ends. Okay, a lot of good texts coming through here. I'm going to just weed through some of the...
I think Hurtado. I mean, you can't really...
Those birria tacos.
They're outstanding. Yeah.
Those are absolutely delicious.
It's the only place I'll eat raw onions. Get them in there.
That's true. You know? That's true.
That's how good that taco is.
Would you be open to trying something that has raw onions? You take a bite, you don't like it, it's fine, but maybe there are other types of food that mask it quite like that does.
As long as they're super finely cut, you know? And yes, I'm willing to get through that. It's not like mayonnaise, you know, where I'm like, no, that flavor will make me gag. Or mushrooms, you know? Onions aren't like that horrible, that offensive.
And don't worry. We are not going to say Taco Bell or Taco Casa. They are not on the list here. It's actually a very, very good list, courtesy of...
Sounds like something Kevin, the morning news would do.
What, go with like taco? I mean, if we want to do like fast food tacos, maybe you go ahead and pop that in there. But
no, I want gas station tacos. Yeah. I want mom and pop shops.
I think anytime you find a gas station that's selling tacos, it's worth trying.
Yeah.
You might end up having some of the best tacos you've ever had in your life. Those little hole-in-the-wall type spots
absolutely
end
up being fantastic.
Yeah.
Lucius, do you have a go-to taco spot?
No, I do not. But I love tacos. I like them homemade. I like them Old El Paso. I know people might judge me for that or whatever. But I'm down to eat some tacos. But if you ask me where to go right now to get some tacos, I'll probably tell you like Gloria's, Velvet Taco.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box,
Fuzzies.
And you'll get some pretty good tacos there.
Hell yeah.
We're having Old El Paso enchiladas
come
for Thursday.
Come on, man. That's my bag right there.
That's where I'm bringing in.
Are you doing seafood in there?
No, I'm just going to do, we're going ground beef.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Getting some love for Fuel City. Fuel City is very good.
It's a lot of onions.
There's now two out.
They do a lot of onions.
They do a lot of onions, bro.
A lot of onions on there.
That little car be stinking for about 3 days if y'all eat it.
You better bring some mints, especially if you're on a date. That might not be the place to go. Number 10, we've got Trumpo, which has changed formats and locations a few times over the years. Right now, they're off Jefferson Boulevard. But they're right. It's still one of the best spots to score authentic pork tacos carved straight from the vertical rotating spit.
Yeah.
Start there, then try other delicious things served on corn tortillas like bistec, barbacoa, and chicken tinga. There's also a selection of quesadillas that might have you coming back for more.
No disrespect to the corn tortilla. It's pretty good, but there's nothing better than a flour tortilla that is just fried a little bit.
I'm with you.
Sets it off.
Yeah, it does. It does set it off. You got any taco opinion? Are you like a hard or a soft taco guy?
Soft.
You're a soft taco guy?
Yeah, soft taco guy.
Shells. Your homemade, do you go hard shells?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think homemade, like I usually rock the hard shells.
Good crunch in there.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
I'll tell you what, though. The thing is, you got to get a good one, though, because if you get the crunch and it just disintegrates on you, stuff's falling all over the place. I understand you could pick it up and eat it and stuff. I just kind of like it all together there. When you bite sometimes on the crunchy one, it just breaks. And now stuff is falling out of it. And then you're scrambling to kind of gather it back in.
I mean, honestly.
Definitely need a plate.
I love the way that.
0-2 like, count here to McCormick.
Oh, let's go. Like
or 1-2.
Taco Delight, some of these other places that will do the soft tortilla around the hard shell.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think that's a big one as well.
That'll contain it.
I kind of
feel like that if you're going to do the taco with the hard shell, and I know a lot of people love it, I'm a tostado guy if that's the case.
Okay, tostada. Yeah.
The flat, you know, and then you can pile it
opens
up.
Opens it up a little bit.
Yeah, open
it up.
Yeah,
get more room.
Pupusa guy.
Pupusa, right?
The pupusas El Salvador are incredible.
Yeah. I actually had...
had a good pupusa at a gas station once.
Okay, the pupusas at the gas stations are also big wins.
Why is the gas station food other? It's like glorious.
It's just it's just good stuff, man.
Is it just being around just like that? I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's just a great combination of
man.
It's not harder to be better than Taco Bell.
They always seem like they have good cooking devices in the back, like a good grill.
Fly ball to left field.
This one's over.
Can of corn.
It's over.
No, that's the
Royals.
Standard
game.
Wrong game.
It's the meats. It's the way they're marinating it. But the El Pediente in Denton, which was also like gas station tacos, they've since closed down. But that's where Eric and I had our first date. The Nosebleed Seats podcast was born. But that place was fantastic. Now, I'm probably going to butcher some of these pronunciations. I am a gringo. El Come Taco. C-O-M-E. El Come Taco.
Come. Come.
Yeah. Just come in.
Does it have like the tilde
over
the E?
They're delicious. Thank you. They are specialized. This all fits you. This is right around the corner here. Cowhead.
Really?
Tripe. Tongue. Veal brains. Just a few of the options on the menu.
Veal brains?
You know it's authentic. Yeah, not, veal
I'm
brains.
Not,
hey, you might
no,
not
no,
put
no,
by
no.
this. Just give it a try.
I don't need any exotics.
I'm scared of the mad cow's disease for
don't
the brain.
Worry.
They
you
say
can
don't
stick,
brain.
You can stick to the skirt steak, the marinated chicken, the al pastor, and the beer-battered tilapia if you don't want to venture out and get
tilapia.
A little crazy. All right, they got all that stuff for you, too.
Full count in Houston.
We've also got the Chilangos tacos. This is off Harry Hines. 4012 Ross Avenue. This bright and busy restaurant channels Mexico City's taquerias, serving fresh tortillas and a tight taco menu featuring chicken, al pastor, carne asada, barbacoa, caramelized mushrooms, and the cult favorite.
Ooh, pass ball. He walked him. Third base is not coming in. No risk there.
Okay, so the bases are loaded, two outs.
Yeah. A base hit ties it. An extra baser wins it for Houston. Brieski's throwing heat, triple digits up there, but he just lost his command.
This would be absolutely heartbreaking for the Tigers if they lose this on a walk-off. You just had your ace, Tarek Skubal, pitch. You've been up the entire game.
This is anxiety-ridden. It's putting me back in that PTSD from Game 5 last year is what this is doing.
Yeah, the Astros will put some stress on you. Milagro Taco Cantina off Singleton Boulevard, situated at Trinity Groves. Specializes in Tijuana street tacos.
That sounds very newish.
So there's three. The menu has a few of the usual suspects. They got pollo and al pastor, but the seafood options are the real star. Octopus and shrimp are treated with care and stuffed into tortillas with fresh toppings and spicy salsa.
Doing too much there.
Yeah, way too much.
Doing way too much there.
Right, Tacos y Vino.
Where's Los Lupes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My people.
I don't know if I got Los Lupes on here.
They bring you a hot-ass plate. You just warmed up the whole damn thing, huh?
They don't even tell you it's hot. You touch it and you burn your hand. You're an idiot for not knowing it's already hot, right?
Yeah. Tacos y Vino, they're in Bishop Arts. Tacos and beer will never go out of style, but tacos and wine are an unheralded duo celebrated.
Class it up.
What are we doing?
They're doing tacos and wine.
Is this the octopus place, too?
No, this is
fish
different.
Tacos? Yeah.
They specialize in barbacoa, chicken tinga, blackened Baja fish, and the wine list is stocked with interesting bottles. They also do six tacos of your choice and a bottle of wine for $45.
What's happened with a Tecate or something, you know, like a, Modelo or something. Why are we drinking wine?
Well, you can probably do that at every other place, but that one place just specializes in the tacos and wine. They're just trying to do something different.
Yeah, well.
Houston's got Hayward up there. Pitch one was a ball. Second one's fouled back. It's a 1-1 count. Teams are 1-538 in postseason games since 1990 when entering the ninth down three runs or more. Okay. 1-5.38 is what Houston could
we'd be walking out of this game, right?
You just do two-run games.
We're just walking out of this game right now. We're catching. We're in the parking lot right now catching the call.
I'd be going up, hand on the door. All of a sudden, I hear an eruption inside the stadium. What the hell just happened?
It's a 2-1 count.
Best street tacos in Dallas off of Harry Hines. Tacos El Pasano. There you go, Lucius. Absolutely, 817.
Clientele's good around there, too.
Hey.
Yeah, that's the blade.
That's it, man. You get a bag of tacos and watch the show.
Okay,
the
972 says that their wife tried the veal brain and loved them.
Yeah, I worry about Mad Cow's disease. Weird. Mad Cow's disease.
Mascara's Mexican Grill is next on the list. It's off Kies Boulevard.
Keist.
Keist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when okay. I say Keist, I said Keist.
That's okay. What the Google person says, too.
Really?
Make a left. Make a left on Kies Boulevard.
Yeah.
Ooh! Liner over. To first base.
Oh, over. Snag.
Liner to first. I thought that was extra bases when it came off his bat.
That was hard hit.
That thing was looked like it was through.
Yeah.
Woo! What a snag from first base.
Gosh, that thing ripped
Spencer
his glove
Torkelson. Off. Let's go. 3-1. Tigers get the dub. They take a one-game series lead in the wild card best of three.
Detroit, what up, though?
Yeah. There you go.
1-5.39 now.
That might be B-word. Our adopted team right now.
I'll take it. Yeah, they're definitely going to be.
That's who you know you heard. Hey, guys, let's pick another team to watch.
The Tigers.
We got the Chiefs in football. Maybe the Tigers in baseball.
Used to doing it every playoff in the NFL.
We're just adopted teams here.
My gosh. Del Sur Tacos. This is in Oak Cliff off Jefferson Boulevard.
I believe it's, it's got to be good. Yeah. If it's
fun,
over there.
Lively spot, bar patio, full menu of Mexican favorites, tortas, enchiladas, chili rellenos. They're all there. They got Taco Tuesdays. Tacos are $2. Margaritas are $5.
Is there anything better than getting hammered on a patio in a springtime day?
No.
In the middle of the day? Nope.
Sunglasses on, just sit there all day.
Best month of the year here,
chips
in my
and salsa.
Opinion. This is the time to
hot
do it.
Hot sauce, right? Chips and hot sauce?
That's right.
People watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Get drunk and watch the people walk by.
Never take your sunglasses off.
Yeah, never. Never. I got the mirror shades on, bro. We don't know what
like
I'm looking
at. Like, you're standing to the urinal with your sunglasses on.
You got a sunburn.
Excuse me, buddy. Sorry about that. Yeah, boy.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon.
Just can't even drive home. Got to stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Long lunch. Lunch and dinner. That's the way to do it. Jose off Lover's Lane, a lot more than a taco joint, but do not under any circumstances miss the tacos because then you'd be depriving yourself of hand-more tortillas, skirt steak, cilantro lime marinade, shrimp fried mahi-mahi.
Okay.
Really good looking box.
I tell you, Lover's has got some good places to eat. My place, Dunstan's Steakhouse, old school steakhouse over there, man. It's
very affordable.
Very old school over there.
Resident Taqueria in Lake Highlands off Adelia Road is on here. They do also delicious breakfast tacos, eggs, chorizo, potatoes, fresh salsas. Then you got Revolver Taco Lounge off Elm Street is the last one on the list here of the top 10 tacos in DFW. I guess Netflix made this place pretty famous, but they've got all of your basic tacos. Also doing some lobster mixed in with the specialty seafood items that they've got here. So top 10 taco spots in Dallas. A lot of good text in that we got. But hey, go Tigers. Bleep you Astros.
Yes, sir. Indeed. 917 says, getting strong Tom Brenneman vibes from the Generals baseball play-by-play going on behind that segment. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I wanted to be a play-by-play guy, but then I was like, man, you got to travel a lot, and you don't get to make inappropriate jokes. Seems like where the squares hang out, but, you know, maybe that's just Sandler. Okay, we got to run. Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Hellman's Mayonnaise. We're talking NFL Week 5 with Mark next in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you, Lucius. NFL Week 5, Mark Schlereth joins us, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You know, insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. You know, we're wondering how good Washington is, and I was watching the Red Zone, of course, as usual. Heard you there with Chris Rose on the Commanders-Cardinals game, and I wanted to ask you how good you think Washington is, or are they just playing bad defenses right now?
Yeah, Chris Myers. Me and Chris Myers.
My bad. Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, different guy.
I always want to give him credit, though. Listen, I think the Commanders are offensively, they're a challenge for anybody. I mean, you put them on tape, and they are running plays that I essentially went to Cliff Kingsbury on Saturday morning going, what do you call this? Like, what is this scheme? Like, how do you – so every time you face them, you're going to get half a dozen scheme runs that you may have never seen before. They're a very unique team built that way, and it's been this amalgamation between Cliff Kingsbury and then Anthony Lynn, the former head coach of the Chargers, the Bills, a former teammate of mine that really understands the run game. They brought him in really to set the mentality and to create schemes off of that kind of air raid offense that Cliff was known for in college and what he tried to do in Arizona. And so they've meshed these two things together. And, you know, and Cliff is the first, like, I love the humility of, like, listen, man, the first time around, I didn't have it set. I didn't know what I was doing in the run game, or, you know, I didn't know how to implement some things in the run game. Much too easy, much too spread. Didn't have tight ends that could block people. This go around, you know, it just is changed philosophically for him. So it's a really cool thing to watch and to see him kind of learn from those mistakes. And that's why, you know, I think most coaches that get hired in this league probably have a better opportunity the second time around. You know, Mike Shanahan got hired for the Raiders, got fired, and then was, you know, great in Denver for 14 years. There's so many stories like that of guys who have a better opportunity the second time around. So it's really cool to kind of watch that offense just change from 22 to now in 24.
Hey, Stink, I have a question for you. I've asked my guys here on the station this question before, so I was interested in your opinion because you've been in the offense. If you were to hire a coach, would you rather have a Shanahan guy as a coach or a Shanahan stopper as your coach?
Oh, I think for me, I would rather have a Shanahan guy. I mean, who's the Shanahan stopper?
Well, that's, yeah, but may, you know, I'm saying if there was somebody out there that you felt like, you know,
right,
if you had a guy that, you know, a guy in Minnesota, so I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing ideas out there, but the way it is, I think everybody kind of leaning into the Shanahan way, and it's a great way, but I wonder if somebody out there would be, say, give me the Shanahan stopper because I'm playing this more and more now every week.
Yeah, well, it's a great question because there's a huge percentage of teams that's the base or the root of their offense. And, of course, it becomes tangential depending on, like, what kind of personnel you have, the people you have, how you see your offense, how much base you want to play versus how much two tight end you want to play versus how much 11 personnel do you want to play. You know, it all is based on kind of the personnel that you have. And so, you know, I would say it's an interesting question. Like, if you found somebody that could stop that, but I just don't think all the different kind of levels of that offense. And it's really morphed. There's so much more. You know, if you go back to Shanahan when I was there, like, we didn't do very much other than the wide zone stuff. You know, we would have occasional a gap run here or there, but for the most part, we're all wide zone stuff and some pin pull stuff, you know, and like G scheme stuff. But other than that, that's kind of all we did. And now you see a very steady mixture of gap runs versus, you know, zone runs. It's almost 50-50 in everybody's offense now. So that's the adaptability of, hey, people are playing us a certain way. Now let's get to the gap scheme. And you start making people play schemes instead of just blocks. And the next thing you know, you're creating gaping, you know, chasms for your running backs and then all the play action stuff that comes after that. So I just know the offense so much better that I would probably choose the offense.
Mark Schlereth is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season, Brian.
And, Stink, you were in the Joe Gibbs, the counter tray stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one, I mean, you guys were devastating in that, and that was run out of a lot of different formations, but the same play. If you had to pick which one to run the ball, would the Gibbs scheme be just as comparable as what the Shanahan scheme was?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, now it's a mixture of two schemes. And so, you know, there's so many pros and cons with all the shotgun that you run into now.
Sure.
You know, it becomes very different. I'm a big believer in being under center.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying you have to be under center all the time, but anytime you're out of gun, you know, with near or far, meaning like if it's far, if the back is on the like if you're in a right-handed formation, like the tight end is right, far would be the running back to the left of the quarterback. Near would be the running back to the right of the quarterback in a right-handed formation. And ultimately what ends up happening is you eliminate maybe 30 to 40% of your run game out of gun. Mm-hmm. There's just not as much stuff you can run. Now, there are some counter schemes you can run out of that. You know, then you run basically mid-zone opposite the way the back is, which is a tell for the defense. So you get a lot of slanting, a lot of pinching that way in those type of formations. So, like, I'm a big believer in getting into base. I'm a big believer in getting into two tight ends. I'm a big believer in getting into you know, under-center formations. Sure. And the other thing about under-center formations is, you know, when you run play action, you turn your back to the defense. When you turn your back to the defense as a quarterback, that like they can't help but suck themselves up, right? They want to come up, and then you flag that ball. That ball is hidden.
Yeah.
And so it makes it really hard. So you get at least if you don't get the linebacker stepping up, at least you get them to stop their feet, and then they don't get into their drops. And then when you pop back up and you have the ball in your hand, well, now there's wide open spaces to throw the football, and you don't get that same action. You don't get that same reaction in gun. You know, in gun, the backers have a tendency to play, you know, high to low. They're out of their drops, or they'll get into their drops, and then they'll come and attack the run. You don't get that same action on the linebackers and secondary players when you're under center. So again, there's a value to it. And you've got to figure out exactly how much you need and how much you want. And back to Washington, that's one of the things Cliff Kingsbury was basically no under center in Arizona. Now he's getting about 20 to 25 plays a game under center.
I love listening to the inside of talking with Cliff there, because him and Jaden Daniels seem to be on the same page. You see this across the league with these offenses that are working, the play caller putting the quarterback and the offense in a position to succeed. I mean, watching the Cowboys offense, it kind of seems like we're watching another sport compared to like last night with the Lions and Seahawks. Do you think Mike McCarthy gives the Cowboys an offensive advantage as a play caller at all?
I mean, obviously, Mike McCarthy has had a lot of success in this league, and last year they had far more success last year than they've had this year so far. But I think one of the things that you always have to kind of look at is one, how committed you are to running the football and how good you are at running the football. Mm-hmm. And in a day and age, you know, when everybody poo-poos the run game and it's a passing league, you know, and you got to overpay wide receivers and you got to do this, that, and the other, and that's the narrative that's out there. People don't really understand the value of imposing your will upon people and running the football and attempts. And one of the things I always talk about, you know, when I'm talking to coaches or when I'm talking to people in general, is the attempts become a really big thing to me. And it's really hard for a coach to understand the value of attempts, how it slows down a pass rush, how it creates opportunities in the play action game. And a lot of coaches, if they get a 2-yard gain and a 3-yard gain and then a 2-yard gain and a 1-yard gain, and that's their first 5 runs, they throw their hands up and say, screw it, we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And yet they'll throw 7 incompletions in a row and not even think twice about it. And it just makes no sense to me, because you've got to change your attitude and your mentality. Listen, if you can applaud a 2-yard run, as long as it's physical and you're beating the snot out of people, then you know that eventually it will have, you know, it will pay dividends. But people aren't patient enough to do it in this league. And that's where you get these offenses that are just putrid, because they won't commit to it. And I'll go back to Washington against Cincinnati. As good as that offense was in that Cincinnati game, and they were outstanding, do you know that their lead running back averaged 2 yards a carry, and he still got 16 carries?
Yeah.
And then the other running backs got, you know, a handful of carries each. And at the end of the day, with their quarterback and their 2 running backs, and actually 3 running backs, I think they ended up getting like 25 total carries in a game where they're averaging 2 yards a carry. Like, that's a commitment to running the game. And you think that had an effect on the play action. You think that had an effect on the ball over the top. You're damn right it did.
Yeah.
So did the quarterback runs. But like, there's so few coaches that will even get, they will even do that. They were like, they can't wait to throw their hands up in the air and go, well, we can't run it.
Yeah.
So let's throw it on every single possession. And then your offensive line gets trucked in, because there's no offensive line that can stand up for 40 pass plays in a row. Sorry, I don't care who you are. Even you go back to the days when the Cowboys were the most dominant group I've ever seen as a starting five. Like, even if you're throwing it 45 times a game and you're not running the ball at all, they won't hold up. It just is impossible.
It's Mark Schlereth here, dropping knowledge with you on your home of the Cowboys. The media is trying to pry with Mike and ask questions. Why not more motion, whether that's Shanahan style or any kind of motion? They're 30th in the NFL, and he won't give us a great answer or like a candid answer, I guess, is kind of what we're looking for, Mark. So I would ask you, why wouldn't a coaching staff like, you know, McCarthy and Schottenheimer together choose to just not run that as much? What are the cons?
Well, you know, it's funny. I coach a little league team with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Completely static formations. They rarely ever motioned. They rarely ever moved anybody.
Yeah.
It was, we're better than you, and we're going to beat you in these route combinations that we run. So there's, you know, there's a different philosophy. Like, motions and shifts are awesome. And I think they work exceptionally well when your team understands the value of them, understands, and your team is precise. You know, the ball is snapped right where it's supposed to be snapped so that you have a good leverage position of your tight end who's crossing the formation and is, you know, running a lead block or cutting off the backside defensive end or running a lead on the defensive end in combination with another tight end. If that ball is snapped or if that guy's off time or if that guy's not in the right position, then you can't block that guy. You can't block that defensive end. And then your play's garbage. And so then it becomes down to how precise are we? What kind of precision do we have? And the other part, you know, of that is, hey, do we have receivers that can't beat one-on-one coverage? Do we have receivers that, you know, that need to be in motion so they get free releases and all those different things? And so it's a philosophical approach. And I believe in motion. You know, it's like anything. Motion is really good until it screws you up. It's like disguise on defense. Disguise on defense is great until you get out of position and get hit for 80 yards over the top. Mm. Then disguise sucks, right? So it depends on how smart your team is. And it depends on what your philosophy is. And is it going to do more harm than good for us? Some teams use it, and they use it to perfection. The Niners are incredible with all the shifts and the motions. But I've also seen, for instance, the Broncos, who have really gotten away from shifts and motions in the last couple of weeks and won two games. Their shifts and motions brought other guys into the box, and then the offensive line couldn't sort numbers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, your running game, all of a sudden you're running, and let's say you motion a tight end, you know, from a split out formation or like an open formation. So he's off the ball in 5 yard split, and then you motion him back across the formation. Somebody chases across, and all of a sudden you've got an extra defender in the box, and you're running some type of zone inside handoff, and nobody accounts for that guy. And now it's just tackling practice. And so your guys up front have to understand the motions, understand who's coming in the box. Then you have to change the identification of the mic, and you have to say, hey, man, that guy's no longer the mic. Now this guy's going to be the mic, and we've got to switch across the line of scrimmage. You know, everybody's got to communicate that, and you've got to re-identify that, and you've got to let the widest guy go free or whatever your scheme is. So there's a lot of moving parts, right? And let's say you got a bunch of dumb guys. Well, then motion, and I'm not saying they do, but, you know, if you got a bunch of dumb guys, like, you can't do all that motion. You can't do all those things because they can't sort out the box. They can't get those number counts correct. And the next thing you know, you've got 4 or 5 tackles for losses in your runs, and then you're, you know, behind the eight ball the entirety of the game, and you ruin 4 drives doing it.
You're the man, Mark. That was incredible. Thank you so much. And enjoy week 5. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
There goes Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Mayonnaise. That is right. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Yes, I think the 682 hit it on the text. There's your issue. The team commits too many penalties, and they know they're not disciplined enough to do it. Probably McCarthy doesn't want to throw his guys under the bus.
Maybe so.
You could sit there and say,
you got Tolbert who doesn't know where he needs to line up. You got a rookie left tackle, a rookie center.
Maybe it's quarterback.
That's something that's realistic.
It's time now for an edition of the finest. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
It is a toxic Tuesday, and the NFL is getting real toxic. We'll talk about that next in the nation.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!